Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Lots of very strange things happening across South Africa. And the one thing that we wanted to talk about was the Freiburger Nazi salute at school, which caused outrage. A far-right group, a group's activities at Rustenburg High School in the Northwest causing concerns in the area a few weeks after the school was in the news about pupils who did a Nazi salute during a karaoke competition. A group calling itself the Freiburger Movement marched on the school last week. City Press's report is in possession of a video showing members of the group standing in front of a school shouting slogans advocating white supremacy. They also repeatedly did the Nazi salute. Are South Africans protected in this way? Advocate Paul Hoffman, he's the director of the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Malva pudding is a South African original.
Is it really?
But I suspect that it must have come with the slaves from Malaysia.
Ah, of course. But there's nothing quite like it. Malva pudding and vanilla ice cream together is just, that's an absolute winner. All right, what's not a winner is these hate speeches and activities. How protected are we in this country?
Well, we have a freedom of speech, but hate speech, as Julius Malema will tell you with great authority, is proscribed. It's not allowed in terms of our constitutional arrangements. And very clearly, a sincere and mature effort to revive national socialism, such as that propounded by Hitler, is hate speech. So the general proposition is that it is unconstitutional, unlawful to indulge in the Hitler salute because it glorifies Hitler's genocidal program back in the mid-20th century. But when I was doing my homework for this interview, I came upon a case in Nuremberg, which is a very famous city where not only did Hitler do a lot of political speeches, but the Nuremberg trials after World War II were held there, and people were held to account for their role in supporting Hitler's genocidal program. And what was on the go in, I think it was 2009, was that people had complained to the prosecutors in Nuremberg that a golden garden gnome had been fashioned to flash a Hitler salute.
Right.
And the artist was very taken aback that this was regarded as a contravention of the law, because anything to do with National Socialism and Hitler salutes was outlawed in Germany straight after World War II, for very obvious reasons. But the prosecutors said that this is actually anti-Hitler propaganda. Everybody knows that garden gnomes are silly little inventions, and to have a silly little invention painted gold and saluting in Nazi style
almost makes a mockery
lampooning.
Of it.
It's a satire. And so they declined to prosecute. In South Africa, several cases like the one you mentioned have arisen out of, I would think, ignorance of the youth or their exuberance, their know-it-all propensities, and their lack of appreciation of the context of a Hitler salute. So very often headmasters have to backpedal and apologize and explain that this was ill-considered activity by young people who were just letting off steam without thinking about the implications in a population where there are still survivors of the Holocaust alive in South Africa today.
What's interesting?
And that's about as much as I could tell you about the matter. It really is a question of better educating people about the evils of National Socialism. Indeed, a lot of nationalist thinking can be blamed for much of what is wrong with the world today.
I just wonder if we empower them by being offended by it. So I come from a family of my grandparents fled Germany. Their families were murdered in the Holocaust, and I know that I should be offended by, for example, a Hitler salute, but I actually find it quite ridiculous. And to some extent, I feel like we empower morons. We give power to morons over us by being offended by it, instead of rolling our eyes and almost saying, oh, shame, or cute. Now maybe that's just my own approach.
Giving oxygen to people who do not deserve the oxygen.
Absolutely.
Is a tactical blunder, quite obvious.
Yeah, I mean,
you're making something famous that doesn't deserve to be famous.
It's moronic. It's moronic. Mm. It's designed to try and offend. So why do I have to be offended by it? Can't we choose not to? And I guess there's a line, and I don't know what that line is, because that'll be the counter argument. The counter argument will be, okay, so then do I find a swastika offensive? Yes, I do. So, you know, so where is that line? And I'm not really sure where it is. I'd love listeners' help as well. 34519 or 0618951019. And I guess that becomes then difficult for courts to determine objectively what is, because they're looking for something, they're trying to interpret something subjective, you know, in an objective way, which is very, very difficult, I would imagine, for a court to do.
Yes, it's a question of the intention of, with which the salute is given. If it is a moment of frivolity on a rugby bus after a good game, clearly
or a bad game.
Not propagating hate speech, they're fooling around.
Right.
But if it's after a serious debate on the pros and cons of fascism, you have a different context for the activity, and you have evidence of an intention to propagate hate, which is not countenanced in our constitutional setup. So I think that your gut reaction of saying please don't give oxygen to morons is a sensible one, but if the morons are acting in a way that you can show is intended to promote the ideas of National Socialism, then by all means make a fuss about it. There's an Equality Court, there's a Human Rights Commission, there are all manner of facilities available to people who are unhappy. The Jewish Board of Deputies has, on occasion in the past, made a point about the activities of school children who think that it's clever or smart or funny to do Hitler salutes, and they get sent off to the Holocaust Museum and they get educated as to why it's not such a good idea. And they learn something.
Yeah, and that's not a bad outcome. That is exactly, I would hope, what we would want to achieve. Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, talking to us about hate speech and hate crimes. How do we prosecute in this country? 6:57, I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.